everybody, and welcome to Laughing Without Fear. This is Jaewoo.
And this is Iz.
And we are so excited to be back.
It's only been, 2 weeks? But it feels like a long time. It's a long time.
It did feel like a while. We also recorded a week before we, released it, though, too.
That's true. I just love getting together. It's my favorite part of the week. It truly is.
I know. I'm so excited. Do you want to tell them what we're talking about today?
Yes, of course. I want to share with everyone today what we're talking about. We can't get over this bus, this train of Psalms. Psalm 46:10. Just so good. Yeah. Okay. So we have a different couple versions for you today.
Yeah.
Do you have your version, Jaewoo?
Yes. My version will be the NASB version, which is my preferred version.
Go ahead.
46:10 says, "Stop striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth."
That's so awesome. I have my version, which is... Yeah. A really different one than yours, but not truly, obviously, but wanted to share it. Okay.
Yeah.
And mine is the NLT. A little different, but I like, so the reason I'm picking the NLT is because I've been listening to the gentleman who reads to me every morning. He's so good. I highly recommend on the Bible
app.
I will have to let you know which one, but you know when you get audiobooks and the audiobooks just comes alive if it's the right reader? It's the right the right narrator. It's just, it matters. I feel like that's why I'm on the NLT. I'm on in this NLT ride recently. Okay, so mine says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world."
Ooh, honored. It's good.
Very different.
Also, this entire chapter, 46 in general, is really good. So we highly recommend go and read the full thing by yourself. We're just going to talk about this one little part, but all of it is amazing.
Yes. The beginning of this psalm, highly recommend. That alone, if you just read that, it's boom.
So good.
Your day is, changed already.
Totally.
Now, I know we were roommates. We've talked about this.
We were roommates.
If you didn't know, if you're just joining now, Jaewoo and I were roommates. And as your previous roommate, I know you like to dig deep, and I have a sense.
Okay, do you know what they used to call me back in the day?
I'm not sure. You want to tell us?
Jessopedia.
Yes, they did.
That was one of my nicknames, which Jaewoo was also one of my nicknames, which is I received while living in this house with Izzy.
That's right. So yes. I have a feeling that Jessopedia came through.
Yes, I did.
For this. Okay. I wasn't wrong.
I just, when I was reading this, I just felt the sense I needed to go into the historical context a little bit of the scripture. And also, I have a little fun fact about this as well. So, this Psalm 46 is a song to the chief musician. It says a song of the sons of Korah. And Korah was, if you remember, part of the Israelites, but he was one of the ones that defied and rebelled against Moses. And when the earth opened up and swallowed them, he was one of the people that got swallowed.
Just swallowed.
Yes.
I had to do that.
It was great. That was a great sound effect. Thank you. But his line or his family became, they were Levites. So they became the servants of the, of the temple, and they were priests and things like that. So his family line are musicians and temple worship.
Whoa. I'm not musical, but I bet some of you are very musical.
Yes. And one person, I was reading commentaries on it. One person who says, it looks like it's Adam Clark, says that concerning this, that it sounds like, it says an ode upon Alamoth. It says, or that also means, or concerning the virgins, which means that's possibly a choir of girls that are doing this song.
So cool.
Yeah.
These ladies are just singing. Just imagine that. A choir of ladies, right? Singing this to you. Yeah. Sounds amazing. Definitely a different narrator now when I think about it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that information.
Yes. Digging deep. Well, I have one other thing I wanted to say about it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I found out in my digging that also this was a favorite psalm of Martin Luther.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh, so is this the OG Martin Luther OG?
Yes. So Martin Luther, if you don't know or just don't remember, he is basically the father of the Protestant Reformation. So he was in the, he was like late 1400s to the early 1500s. He was a friar in the Catholic Church. And he started, you know, he was doing preaching and stuff like that. And he started thinking, like, reading the Bible and saying, you know what? Actually, we're saved through grace, not through our own efforts. And he started speaking out against this, about it, and started speaking against the Catholic Church. And so he got excommunicated. But he also then translated the Bible into German because he wanted everybody to be able to read the Bible. So he wanted it in the common tongue. And yeah, so he's like the father of a Protestant Reformation. And yeah, this like was one OG, of his
OG guy.
One of his favorite psalms. And he even has a famous quote that says, like, it, when his darkest moments were happening, he would be like, come, let's sing Psalm 46 and let the devil do his worst. Which I think is like so hardcore, you know?
Yeah, the fact that he was just so unafraid, let's just sing this song and go on, you know, is wow.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. I think, yeah, he was from Germany. I love that he translated it first, and the thought of translating it to other tongues was
right.
A big deal.
Totally.
That's cool. Well, thanks for that, Jessipedia. Yes,
absolutely. Okay. Happy to.
Okay.
Amazing. So, Izzy, I have a question for you. Oh. Well, first of all, let's look at the scripture here. And what is it that when you were like praying and like looking at it, what did you get out of this?
I think it's the part that really stood out is mm-hmm. being still.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a new mom, it's hard to be still. Mm-hmm. I think as a millennial that is on my phone, as a person who likes to be active, who if you were an Enneagram person, people would probably classify me as a 7. It's hard for me to be still.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to be still
mm-hmm.
and kind of relish
mm-hmm.
sometimes, because I had a friend who just came back from Italy, and she's like, one of my favorite things about traveling abroad sometimes is how people, and maybe this is just in other places, but they seem like at cafes, no one's unhurried, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of unpopular to mm-hmm. just sit down and engage and be in the moment and stay still and not look at your phone. What am I going to do the next thing? Mm-hmm. What's going on later? You know, it's, and those are common questions we ask a lot when we're even hanging out with friends. It's like, well, what do you got going after this? Like, we're already thinking about the next thing.
Right.
But this verse is saying, be still
mm-hmm.
and know that I am God. And I, when I broke it down for myself, is mm-hmm. it really hit me. When I'm still, what I kind of equate it to is to being in with God, in abide mode,
mm-hmm.
just abiding in him, and kind of that picture of being planted and being part of the vine and just staying close, where you're
yeah.
just, he's just producing in you, and not a lot of things can happen if I don't abide. Like, I'm not my best self if I'm not abiding, and right. I'm not able to trust God if I'm not abiding, because I'm out of that circle of abiding, and I'm I just that got me. And when I think about that word of also, I didn't do Jessipedia mode, but I do. I did. My husband is Jewish, and he has sometimes some really good insight on kind of doing the root, you know, what's the root of that one word in Hebrew. And so I looked up the root of kind of knowing, and I guess it's the synonym of actually studying in Hebrew. It's the it's like the same verb of studying. So like being still. So like in my mind, I was like, if I abide and study God, like when do I do that, you know? And or it makes me really think about when I do those things, is God is being honored. Like God, it says that, like, I will be honored by every nation. Like, I love that it's an all-in-one verse. Like, when we do those things, people get the best of us. Right. And people know, and God is honored. I think it's such a cool concept. Yeah. Sometimes we try to do so much as being plugged into the church. Like, where do we want to serve? We want to do all these things. But it's like, at home, if I abide, if I'm doing these things and I'm plugged into God and study Him, when I'm outside, it just comes naturally.
Right.
It just flows. Right. It's like, it's going to overflow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. That's
what I got out of it. Yeah. Studying, which that's, again, that's the only thing I did. I went in, I'm like, what's the word? You know, what does this mean in Hebrew? Like, what's the root of the word knowing in Hebrew? So,
yeah.
That's the only thing I can compared to. Jessipedia puts me in shame.
Oh no, I don't know about that. I just read a couple commentaries.
Nice.
When I was reading through, one of the parts that really stuck out to me was the part about, it was also the part about the be still and know that I am God part. So one of the things that it says, like this commentary that I read said, was that the be still part is not necessarily meant to be like an activity. Like, it's not telling you to stand in one place. It's a sense more that you shouldn't be opposing God, or like you shouldn't be trying to argue with God, but recognize that His glory and His greatness. And another part, like the said, that I know that I am God part, it's like a submission. It's like a submission to God, and not objecting or opposing His divine sovereignty.
Wow. And opposing is a big one.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And I think it talks about how He will be exalted in the nation. So you're basically saying, like, He's saying, don't oppose me, like, chill out, like, get out of my way. I am God, and I am sovereign, and I will be exalted in the nations. And I think it's also like, before you look in prior to the entire chapter, it talks about how God is our refuge and He is our strength and all of that. So it's kind of like a reminder that, like, one person, or, you know, like, even people aren't going to stop God's sovereignty in the nations. And I think that's really helpful to hold on to, especially when you see, because it talked about also previously in this chapter about, like, war ceasing and all these other things. And you're thinking, like, man, all this stuff is happening, and what is God going to do, or how is He going to do it if all these people are, you know, opposing Him, or even the way that He, you know, operates. But it's kind of a reminder that He doesn't need us in order to have His will be done, if that makes sense. Like, He likes to use us. We co-labor with Him. But He's still a sovereign God, and He still rules over the nations. So it's just like, I don't know, it's just a comforting reminder. Like, He's got everything. Like, we don't have to strive. We don't have to worry. We just, you know, got to let Him do His thing, you know?
Yes. I love the picture of a refuge, you know? Like, having to know that that's a place where you could go and stay there and strengthen yourself, be surrounded by security, you know? You know that in a refuge, you're going to be fine. I just think that picture makes a lot of sense. Is there been a time where you felt that security in the Lord recently or a time that you're like, oh, I remember feeling like so, you know, refuge by the Lord and secured by the Lord?
Yeah, there's a couple of specific times, and they have to do with me doing missions. Two specific instances that really stick out to me. So I happened to be in Lebanon when the current war re-broke out, I guess, between, you know, there's lots of major parties happening in the Middle East, but you know what I'm talking about. And so I was in Lebanon when that all started again. And in fact, our team actually ended up evacuating to Germany. And quite suddenly, right after we got to Germany, they were like, hey, we need you to go back. because there were some students who couldn't come with us because they weren't able to get visas. And so they needed someone to be there for the students. And so I said, you know what? I prayed about it and I really felt like God is going to be with me. I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be worried. He's got me. And I really felt in that moment like there was no fear. In fact, people are like, are you sure you don't want to wait till after this or after this? Like specific things that were going to happen that could potentially escalate the war. And I was like, no, I don't. If the Lord's telling me to go, I don't need to worry. And I was totally fine. So wow. I'm thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful for that.
That is a vivid example, seriously, in the midst of war. Yeah, mm-hmm. Having to know that he's your refuge.
Yeah,
so absolutely. So fun. Whoa. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
Well, I was going to ask you a question too. And it's funny because my question was actually kind of similar to what your question was. So I said, my question is, when is there a time in your life when you were struggling but you needed to remain confident that God was, like the Lord reminded you that he was your strong tower?
I think I remember in school, mm-hmm. When I came to Seattle for the first time, I had felt that I just didn't fit in. I didn't feel that this place was just a place for me to learning anymore. I just mm-hmm. felt totally disoriented coming to a new city, coming to a new school, transferring over, having to start over with new friends. And yeah. I remember my strong tower being the Lord in times where, sounds silly, but I remember looking at folks at the lunch table and mm-hmm. thinking like, oh, like God is here, like right now in this moment. Like, He's not just at church back home in Walla Walla. Right. He's not just totally, you know, gone in one place. He doesn't only stay in one place. Like, mm-hmm. I knew I was called there. So I knew there was a reason why I'd come here. And I really did feel at times that I wasn't going to go if God wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And I had to grab on to knowing that God was going to be someone I could lean on truly, not mm-hmm. people, not my education, right? But knowing that God was that secure place I could run to and know that he was there. Like, if he'd called me there, he wasn't just gonna, it might have felt at times that it was kind of a barren place for me because mm-hmm. I was starting over. It's like when you start into garden, you don't, you know, it's just barren, but I knew I was called there to bear fruit at some point in my life. And now I look back now and I'm like, 10 years later, mm-hmm. I am literally bearing fruit, you know, like I have my life here and my baby, and that's like the fruit of it all. But there's other things, right? Like there's those friendships that I never thought I would be able to do ministry with.
Right.
And then we're, you know, doing things and serving our community, and that's mm-hmm. the fruit that I think God had in mind. But in that moment, I was like, I'm so, like, I only thought about the now, the in the moment, right? I didn't think about mm-hmm. how much he really was a strong tower in sometimes. But then I was mm-hmm. like, no, I have to speak that over myself and know that he is God. So those are good reminders. That was a good memory. Yeah, taking me back to memory lane. Back at the UW.
Yes.
So fun. Yes.
Such good times.
Well, I know. But I am just glad that we get to talk about God being our strength too, and getting together. And I think one of the versions we came across was, it's kind of silly, but this CJB Bible, which is a complete Jewish Bible. I was just like doing different versions, and my favorite was supreme over the nations and supreme over the earth, like kind of like this. Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun. Just,
I love the word supreme. Like, yeah. Supreme fries, supreme drink.
The Supremes.
The Supremes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that was fun.
No, that is fun.
But yes. So what is our little challenge? Do you want to tell us our little challenge of the week?
Yes. So as we reflected on times in our life when we needed to have God be our strong tower, I think it would be so good for people to go and reflect on the times when they were struggling and they went to the Lord and he was their strong tower. And I think also it just makes me want to come to the Lord with thanksgiving and thankfulness. And I think that we should all take a moment to do that, because honestly, he is the protector. He is the one we turn to when we need anything. And so we can just be thankful for all that he's brought us through and all that he's protected us from. And so, just take a moment to think about a time in your life when the Lord was your strong tower and just give him some thanksgiving.
I like the thanksgiving part a lot. Yes. Yes. Ah, such a good challenge of this week. Yeah.
Speaking of, we didn't actually do this at the beginning, which we normally do, but what is something that you're thankful for this week, Izzy?
This week, I know that, again, I think mine are really silly all the time, but I am really, really thankful that this week, Jonah, actually my husband, was able to come home and be super sweet. He actually made dinner like one of the days, and it was super nice. I know. Sounds silly because I'm a stay-at-home mom and I'm usually like, oh yes, I got this, but he was like, no, let me do it.
Love like, that.
Oh, what?
Yes.
I will take it any day.
Totally.
Yeah,
that is a great thing to be. And we had a
okay, so this is silly, but he's probably not gonna, well, he will appreciate this. Okay. We have a name for him in the house when he's cooking his meals. He has a special name, Chef Zero, which means Chef Zero, obviously. You're probably like wondering, where did this come from? Well, one time we were over at my sister-in-law's and she was like, oh, we're gonna have some tacos. We're gonna do like put some veggies here, there, and then Jonah was just switching it up, and he's commanding everyone. Like, you chop the onion, you do this, you do, and so we're like, "All right, chef." And so that's where it started, because he wasn't really doing anything; he was just kind of commanding. But he was like, "Oh, let me just switch up the menu." Like he was like some chef, great chef coming in. And so sometimes I like love the fact that he can he has some cooking skills. I actually do think that. Yeah, but when we first met, it was definitely bachelor meals, like protein powder.
Yes. Nice.
He had some things up his sleeve, but yeah, most of it was good smoothies, which I still appreciate. But
there you go.
I was thankful for that. What are you thankful for this week?
You know, I think that I'm thankful that I'm not alone. I don't have to do life alone. I have a community. I have people who love and care about me, and I am thankful for that. This week, I got to go to the movies. I went to the new Bridget Jones movie with Mauritz's female family members. So we did like a little girls' night, which I thought was so fun. And yeah, it's just so fun because like, I mean, obviously, I'm still technically a newlywed, so being accepted and invited into another person's family is still new to me, you know? But I just love and like get that they just like love me and like invite me to things and like that I get to have people around me, you know? I don't know. I'm just thankful for that.
Yes, I love that. And the fact that you got to watch a movie.
Yeah, true.
That's so fun too.
Yeah,
I'm like, I would be
also.
thankful for that.
No, it was such a fun night, and we went out to like eat, and then we went out afterwards. It was like really great. It was a really fun time.
Girls tonight,
It
girls
was.
tonight.
It was a girls' night.
What is that song that I just love? Girls just wanna have fun. That song.
Yes,
I'm
Cyndi
not a good
Lauper.
singer, clearly. Yeah. But that's one of
Classic.
my favorites. Yeah, favorite. Isn't I feel like most folks play it at a wedding, and I just love it. It's my favorite. It's a good wedding for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm like just I just let loose.
It's just a good party song in general.
Agreed. Yeah. Ugh. Just the good old. Is that 70s, 80s? Anyone?
80s. 80s.
80s. Yeah, the hair. Hey, I was born in the 90s. I'm not that far off,
Hey,
but
no
I
judgment. I
just
also
knew.
was born in the 90s.
There you go. Yay. Well, thanks for tuning in today. How
Yes.
fun.
Thank you for
Oh,
joining
just love it.
us. We love you guys so much.
Yes.
We will be back in 2 weeks with another podcast.
Yes. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.